Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Kal Yod. We're talking about the Malacha of Charesh. The Charesh is the first one of the Lama Test Malachas. And it's the process. The Chayyadim says, V'kim and Shekavon is a Charesh, the Rapuya Ara, those type of Zriya. So we see there's two points over here. The first goal is the person wants to loosen up the earth. There's a physical change. And we got to come and also, the Hashvah, the Kumas, the Apoysen, Keshi Hamokim Shova. He wants to make the land which is easier to plant in. That can be done through the process of flattening out the area. A person who's digging, or he's making a furrow, which means he's doing a physical aspect of it. There is a hillock, and he lowers it. Or the opposite, there's something which is lower, and he fills it in. Or the person, the area is, he flattens out the area. All of the hill, the little holes are filled in an area which is rather Zriya. So he's got Mishum Charesh. Echein kol masha oisa liyapas akarka, who told us Charesh, v'chayv b'kosho. Anything which a person does to make the grounds more usable for the purpose of planting, is a tola of Charesh. So even though there's no physical element of digging a hole or a hole, dealing with softer ground, that's the Av. The Av is the process of softening up the ground to make it ready to plant. So over here you do not have that at all. But anything which is done to be miyapa the karka will go into a tola of Charesh. Now the Chayodim in Siman Beis and Siman Gimel, we'll discuss about some examples. But in Siman Gimel, he talks about, let's see in Siman Gimel, a mezabel sodeo, a person fertilizes the field. Where they would fertilize the field was that they would have the animals go and relieve themselves on the field. And this way they would replenish the nutrients in the ground from the animals' manure. So a person takes the animals there and has the animals relieve themselves and spreads out this zevel over the field. So he's doing an act of making the ground more receptive to planting, to growing things. Nearly to have charesh, but nearly to chayiv. So Chayyadim says that he's going to be chayiv in that case. A masakol of one person, a person goes to a field and removes the rocks. There are rocks in the field which would prevent the plowing process from taking place. And we want to come and plant the field. You want to make the ground that it's all nice and soft that you can plant. You remove the impediment for planting. Nearly the chayiv, the tzarachim. He holds those cases are going to be chayiv. So what's the tzarachim? Based on what he said from the Rambam, that anything which is done the opposite of karka is a total of charesh, and it's chayiv. So obviously these cases are going to be chayiv. There is that the Morris in regards to Shemitah, the Torah says in Itzur to do Harisha. So by Shemitah, there's no din of toldus. So the Torah did not answer. So there's no din of toldus. So these cases would only be subsequently only the Rabbanon. Masha Ein Kein by Shabbos, which we were marba, there's a concept of ovis and toldus. So the tolda is going to be chayiv, and these are cases which are going to be toldus, and they're going to be chayiv. So the only question which he has is that a clear understanding, or is the more calling the case of Medayer is the Rabbanon, because there's something which is intrinsically different. There seems to be Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What is the primary definition of the Malacha? Is it the physical change to the ground, making it softer? Or is it the idea that you're the preparatory act of making it right to use, which is the primary element? Rashi and Shabbos on Gilon Beis seems to say that the main point is the idea of making the ground softer. So, for example, in the case where you fill in the holes, so we would say the reason why a person is chayiv simply because it's now easier to plow and to plant. Rashi says is because when you fill in a hole, the dirt you fill in the hole with is softer dirt. So it seems to say the main point is the fact that it's softer. But the Rambam understands the main point is the fact that it's better to use. The Rabbeinu Chananel quotes Yerushalmi, which the Nishmas Adam makes reference to. He says that the Huad Kigayin Hamadayer V'Hamadar V'Hamachabed, so a person is going to Hamadayer, which is this case up here of having, you would enclose the animals in the area, and the animals will relieve themselves for the purpose. He brings the animals in for that purpose. He brings the case of a person who's weeding out the weeds to be able to plant in the area. Masakal, he moves the avonim, or all these cases. Sometimes you burn off the brush which is in the field, which prevents you from planting. All those cases, the Yerushalmi says they're going to be going to the Kol Shul Anos HaKarka Eschai Mishum Charish. Kenim first Yerushalmi. So that's the case of the very clear in the Yerushalmi that that's the Malacha. Malacha is the idea of preparing the ground, the land, to plant in. So with this, we touched on the points that the Chayyadim has touched on. We'll clarify a few more points in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.